David Dinner is board president of the environmental group 1,000 Friends of Kauai. He lives near this small beach on the island's north shore. Dinner says when endangered humpback whales come to Hawaii in the winter to give birth, you can whale watch right from this beach. Even when he lived far from the ocean, he once witnessed a huge migration from his window.
I could see that the ocean was filled with whales, and I later found out that there were 6,000 whales around Kauai at that time. So it was like wall-to-wall whales out there.
When Dinner first heard about plans for a high-speed inter-island catamaran, he was excited. But the more he and others learned about the Hawaii Super Ferry, the more they worried about its effect on those whales. Mother whales spend a lot of time just below the surface, pushing their calves up for air. The concern is that the ferry's twin hulls would strike the whales at a speed of up to 45 miles per hour. That's a lot faster than other boats like cruise ships and tankers.
The other boats that travel in this area generally go in the area of 13 to 15 miles an hour, so the Super Ferry is way beyond the speed of the other boats.
Another big worry was that the car ferry could bring invasive species from one island to another. For instance, mongoose has decimated the Big Island's bird population, but Kauai doesn't have mongooses yet. Rich Heppner is founder of the Super Ferry Impact Group.
We have an incredible selection of birds here. We have shearwaters, albatross, the state bird, the nene, is a land dweller, an endangered species. So one pregnant mongoose gets on our island, our bird population will be history.
When activists learned that the state government had given Hawaii Super Ferry the green light without an environmental impact statement, they filed suit. Last August, the state Supreme Court ruled that the state should have required an environmental impact statement. Despite that, just 2 days later, Super Ferry made its maiden voyage to Kauai. Rich Heppner says 24 surfers and kayakers blocked the boat's path to Niuliuli Harbor for hours. The next night, protesters crowded the harbor and dozens more people took to the water, some in traditional Hawaiian canoes. Protesters filmed the action.
After 3 hours, the ferry, which was at the mouth of the harbor, turned around and went back to Oahu. It didn't get to its dock, and it hasn't been back since.
Hawaii Super Ferry says it takes the environment seriously. Terry O'Halloran is director of business development. He points to the company's efforts to keep invasive species from hitching a ride on vehicles.
We look under the hood, we look in the trunk, we look in the wheel wells, we look inside the vehicle, and then a certain number of vehicles that go through our security screening get a much more thorough screening and inspection.
O'Halloran says vehicles with muddy tires aren't allowed on board in case bugs or seeds are in the dirt. There are boot scrubbers for passengers, too. Onboard videos warn travelers about the dangers of invasive species. O'Halloran says Super Ferry also has a whale avoidance policy that includes avoiding the main calving areas during whale season and slowing down in whale zones.
We have been able to spot and avoid the whales. We also have two dedicated whale lookouts, and their only job is to help the captain spot whales.
Super Ferry is still making its Oahu to Maui trips. In a special session, Hawaii legislators passed a law allowing the Super Ferry to keep running while the state conducts an environmental impact statement. Protesters say that's a terrible idea and illegal. They're pursuing lawsuits in the state Supreme Court to dock the ferry until it's clear the boat is safe. For the Environment Report, I'm Ann Dornfeld on Kauai.